late, I have been thinking about my thoughts. And because I'm always going through a lot of stuff anyway, but because it's always just a day at a time for me. But now I moved it like a week at a time because I'm always planning for a week or so. Always planning for a week. But I have like my goals that are so extended. I've been thinking about more of my self-awareness. Like, am I really self-aware? It's a very important question for myself because I like to be aware of my thoughts, feelings, and behavior towards everything in my life. And because in my work, I also have to be working with other people a lot and also just give my input, my advice. So today I am going to talk about self-awareness and default roles. It's going to be interesting because it sounds like a very serious conversation, but like, do we know what self-awareness is? So I actually had to Google this because I was like, ugh, I'm going to read from somewhere. So self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own thoughts and feelings and behavior. It allows you to understand your weaknesses, your strengths, values, motivation, which can help you make you more informed decisions and improve your relationship with others. A default role, on the other hand, are the roles that you naturally fall into different situations or relationships, often based on your personality, experience, and beliefs. Dang, that's so good. Why are we talking about this? When you are around so many people, firstly, you have to be self-aware. Like it says, you have to understand your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. When you get to understand yourself at that level, it's easier for you to know what are your default roles, because you naturally fall into these roles because of probably your culture, your experience, your personality, and beliefs. And what I've got to realize of late is people might think they're self-aware, but they're not. Right? And that's, I'm an example of that. I'm always thinking, I'm really self-aware. I really know how I think, feel about stuff. And most of the times I don't. I get to realize stuff after they've happened. And I'm like, oh, damn. I wasn't supposed to react that way. I was supposed to be the bigger person in the room. But then that's also another level of self-awareness that we're going to talk about. So it's all about just understanding yourself. And how do you get to know your self-awareness? So there's this cool thing. I said learn more about myself through reading books, for example. Like, well, the more you read books, the more you have different perspectives about life. I like to read a lot of books. So number one, I said to grow my self-awareness because I'm reading books a lot. It's like I'm having conversations with different people and I'm learning something new every single week I finish a book. The second part is when you listen to podcasts. Because you get to listen, it's like a book as well. Like, because you get to hear other people's point of view on so many stuff, it's easier for you to relate. It's easier for you to be more aware of situations and how you react to it. It's like conversations in your head that you get to keep and you can use later. The other thing is genuine. Like, the third thing is, like, when you journal, you write your thoughts, your feelings, is if you write how things went today in a particular situation and you get to think about it, or the same situation or same scenario happens, you are better off reacting differently. Like, instead of being at the receiving end, like, mostly for me, I like to react early. So that's my default role, and we're going to get into that. Like, I prefer to just do stuff just then and then it's happened. But because I know that's my default role, I wouldn't actually want that to happen to me. So what I do is I don't react. I just keep quiet and I think through things. So because I'm a few type of person. And the next thing is taking a personality test. So there are many personality tests you can take on the internet just to get to know yourself. So Are you introverted? Are you extroverted? Are you perceptive? Are you intuition? There's so many things that you can learn about yourself, right? I actually enjoy taking personality tests. Like, my personality test doesn't change so much anyway because I'm introverted, extroverted, right? I gain energy by being alone, but I also enjoy, I have extroverted traits. And a lot of people won't understand this. And because a lot of people go like, oh, you're so extroverted. I'm like, do you know what it means? So those are a few things in the back of my mind that can help you become more self-aware if you want to learn more about yourself. So when you learn more about yourself, it's easy for you not to fall into your default role. So like I mentioned earlier, like your default role are things that come from your personality, your experience, and beliefs. So these two marry each other because when you're in a particular situation and you're not self-aware, it's easier to get the wrong idea or fall into your default role. I'll give an example of myself. If I am having a disagreement with somebody, my default role is to keep quiet. I will not say what I think or how I feel about that particular situation. It happens a lot. This happened yesterday when I was having a disagreement with someone. I just kept quiet. Like, I'll just keep quiet. I'll mind my own business. But again, I'm an overthinker. So it's like, ugh, damn. The person had to be insistent to say, okay, there's a shift in your mood. What's wrong? How are you feeling right now? Right? And then we have the conversation and tell the person what I thought, what happened. And like, that's a big step for me because I never say how I feel. I'll just keep quiet and I'll disappear. So that's like one of my default roles. And in business, my default role is saying yes. I never disagree a lot. I never used to anyway. It's like I would always say, oh, okay, cool, I can do that. Even if I know that's stretching myself too much or stretching my team so much. Now what I do is I tell people to say, oh, no, you can't give me a deadline in a day and expect me to do it because I have other things to do. Like I planned my week. So growing up, I never used to express myself, right? Being in society and working with people, my default role is not expressing myself. But because I did my personality type, I've read so many books, I get to realize that that's not okay, right? I'm self-aware to know if I want people to understand where I'm at, I actually have to communicate. And like communication for me is like one of my values. Like I would like people to communicate with me. A lot of people have told me, you're not the best at communication. I don't know why some of you value. Like I value communication because I tend to overthink and use my imaginations with things that don't exist, right? And yeah, so those are like one of my few default roles is not expressing myself on the important things anyway. Like I might express myself on things I don't think are important to me. Like the important things I don't express myself. I just keep quiet and let everybody, I will think that the other person will understand and will know what to do next. So I'm able to do this now because I have learned more on personality types. I'm learning more on like self-awareness. I'm growing. And to be honest, it never gets perfect. Like there are moments when I just don't express myself, right? Like I don't express myself. I just keep quiet. And I'm like, how would the other person actually understand where I'm at as a person if I don't tell them how I feel about something? So when you get to know more about yourself by exploring some of the things I gave you, reading books, journaling, listening to podcasts, having a personality test online. There's so many of them that are free. And you can actually then also have conversations with people so that you can hear their point of view. One of my favorite things is asking people what they think about me. I always ask my friends. Right? And I always say, what do you think about me? Like, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And most of my friends are free to always call me out on stuff to say, you could do better on this. You're not doing great. And one of my default rule is, like, I don't like feedback as much. I am forced to like feedback. Like, I'm forced to ask for feedback, but I don't like it. I dread when someone says, okay, we're going to have a feedback session. Like, they're going to tell you the good you're doing and the bad. And I'm like, damn. Because I'm always thinking what I'm doing is not good enough. So there's so many ways you could, and these are just examples about myself. And because I've been struggling with it lately, I thought that I would share my thoughts on self-awareness and default roles and how that just plays into the bigger picture when you work with so many people. Because as a leader, I tend to project some things to my team, and that's not okay, right? But when you're self-aware, it's easier for you to step back and say, that's not reality, this is reality. Yeah. And I also mentioned something to do with my personality type. Like, I am an intuitive person. I am a big picture person. So I know for the fact that I have these good ideas that are not very realistic. And I guess, like, the best entrepreneurs are more on the imaginative side of everything. What I know is I will write up something, a small sentence or a paragraph, and hope it comes into this big idea. Then I also know that I can't work with people that are as ambiguous as I am. The people I work with are more organized, detail-oriented, while I am just like, yay, let's shoot for the moon. My team will say, please relax. Let's start building the bricks. Like, how are we going to build this spaceship to take you to the moon in the first place? What are the tools we need? Yeah, so that's for me as a leader. Even for them as part of my team, they also have to know themselves to say, Aka is this person. So it means we're going to hear a lot of ideas that are not realistic and come to par. But then it's also going to work out because we can break them down and work with them. So this is like some of the few things. I'm sharing this again because I want people to know themselves when you walk into a room, right? When you're working with people, when you know yourself, it gives you confidence to not be insecure about other people. And I think this is like the best thing that has happened to me from last year is I walk in the room, I know myself. I'm self-aware to know what I like and don't like. I also know my default rules. So when I say I don't want something, I always have to ask myself. Like, for example, I don't like speaking in public at a speech or asking questions or answering questions. So when I am out in the public, I have to ask myself to say, am I saying no to this because I'm scared and I feel like I'm not going to say anything smart, or today is just not a good day for me to participate? And if I'm scared and I don't feel smart, I feel like people would judge my answer, then that's me falling into my default role because I don't want to participate. But if I just feel like it's one of those days and I don't want to try so hard and I can just sit in the corner, I know I'm smart, I know what I'm saying will probably make a little bit more sense, but it's also okay for me to just keep quiet at that moment and I'm comfortable and it has nothing to do with me falling into my default role, I'll be okay. And this, like, the last 8 months for me have been have been great for me because then I can actually say to people to say, well, I'm not going to do that because it doesn't make sense to me right now. And I won't. And sometimes if I'm uncomfortable, I can say I'm uncomfortable. But if it just has to do with me being insecure and not confident about something, I'll probably do it. I like doing uncomfortable stuff. So this is just my thought on default roles and people. So it, like I said, it helps you when you're working with people on a big project to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. But then just because you're good at something doesn't mean you should always stick to it. That's you falling into your default role. And if you're not good at something, doesn't mean you shouldn't try it out. It's like you trying something new and falling into place. Like the earlier example I gave, if you are always at an event, like me, and your default role is to always ask questions or always answer questions, Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should let other people ask questions and you should listen. My default throughout an event is to keep quiet. Like, I can go in an event, talk to no one, and come back home and say, that was an amazing event. But because I know that's my default role, I'll force myself to interact, network with different people, and just enjoy the event by talking to other people, which is not as fun as it sounds sometimes, but it's very interesting when you try to know yourself enough to know how you behave around people and not around people. So the whole purpose of this episode is to just say, when you're self-aware, you can know your default roles. And when you know your default roles, when you're in different situations, it's easier for you not to fall into your default roles. So I'm going to run us through a few things you can do to know yourself a little better. I did this earlier, but I'm going to add on. So one of them is like reflecting your thoughts and emotions. Genuine, like if you can journal in a book or use your phone to record yourself and then read through and just understand where you're at, that could easily get you to know yourself a little bit better, especially when at the end of the day, journal so that you can reflect on how the day was for you as a person. Practice mindfulness. I meditate a lot. Like, my favorite thing is meditating, apart from reading. So I always have to meditate in the morning, and if I'm not having a really good time, I sleep meditate as well. Seeking feedback. Like I mentioned earlier, like, I don't like feedback because I'm always thinking I'm doing something wrong. But I know that I don't like feedback, so I always have to go back and seek feedback and ask and say, okay, so this is where I'm at and this is how I feel. What do you think? What do you think about my performance so far? It's uncomfortable, but then it makes me a little bit more self-aware of where I'm at and what people who work with me think and how best I can improve. Yeah, so you can also take the personality assessment. There's the MBTI and the Big Five personality test you can take to just give you an insight of who you are. Again, you could just really take them online. There's so many free personality tests and the explanations are great. There's the one I did with Arthur Brooks a few weeks back to talk about what do I do best when I am working. Like, what type of person am I? Am I a mad scientist? Am I this other? Like, I was a mad scientist because I'm an entrepreneur. So he gives you so many assessments on who you can be based on your personality type when it comes to career and business. And yeah, challenge yourself. Like I said, if you're somebody who talks in public, maybe what you need to do is keep quiet and listen. Like, I keep quiet more, so I'll probably want to raise my hand and just ask a question. And seek different perspectives of things. I know I wasn't counting this, but I hope you guys are keeping count. So seek different perspectives through podcasts, reading books, seeking feedback, and just exploring the different things that are happening. Yeah. So I thought about sharing my thought on awareness and default roles because I always thought I'm really this self-aware human being, but again, you can always learn something new every day. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I am learning something new and I'm learning how I react to different things every day in my challenging and very fun kind of work. So yeah, I hope this helps you. I hope this episode helps you want to learn more a little bit about yourself, because when you learn more about yourself, you learn more about the default roles that you fall into when you're in different situations. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If this episode was helpful, please share it to a friend. Don't forget to follow us on our different platforms and wherever you listen to podcasts. Bye.